It's 8:13, so welcome in the morning on 1340 WJML. Friday, August 5th, there is an event coming up for the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. It is a licensed 501c3 not-for-profit animal rescue group, and I have a bunch of folks from Forget Me Not Animal Rescue live in our WJML studios. We'll go one at a time. Jenna Crago is here. Hi, Jenna. I'm doing fine. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right. And also live in our WJML studios is Jennifer Lynn Reed. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Ben O'Malley is here. Hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. And Abby White is here. Hi, Abby.
Hello. How are you hanging?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. We're in here talking animals because everybody in the studio has rescued at least one animal, and you guys rescued a heck of a lot more. But there's a really cool event going on that we want to let you know about. And Jenny, just a quick overview of that. But then I want to get into what Forget Me Not Animal Rescue is, because it's a very unique animal rescue. But tell us about the event quickly, and we'll get into more details later.
Absolutely. So this Friday, August 5th, we are having a family fun fair at the Manhattan Crafts and Gifts at 130 Marketplace in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be from 4 to 8. Ton of family games and events and things going on. For the adults, at 7, we'll have bingo. While the adults are playing bingo, we're going to have a movie going on for the kids. All of the proceeds, everything that we raise, is going to go help our rescue and help take care of all of the animals. So we have everything. Tickets are available online. You can pick them up at Manhattan Crafts and Gifts,
okay,
if you're local to that area. Or you can pick them up at the door as well.
Okay. And you said 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock?
4 to 8. And then at Midtown Bar and Grill from 8 to 10, we're going to have an after party for just the adults.
There we go. That's all right. After party for adults. That'll be fun, too. So a full day to help out Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. Let's talk about this one, because this is unique. And let's pick up with Ben and Abby here for a minute. Ben, when we talk about Forget Me Not Animal Rescue, give us a little bit of the history of the organization.
Forget Me Not was started in March of 2017 as strictly a dog rescue.
Okay.
And then me and my family joined in June and created the cat side. Now we have a lot more cats than dogs, but still save plenty of dogs. We've saved over 1,600 animals throughout the 5 years, and we've taken mainly what our name suggests, Forget Me Not. So we take in a lot of the seniors and medical cases.
1,600? Abby, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, right, it is.
Yeah. So how does this work? Talk about how this shelter works, because you don't have a building.
We don't have a building. The main way it works is that one of the heads of the group, such as Ben's parents, will kind of get like a list from a shelter that's like their kill list of the animals that they can't take care of anymore, and she'll go down the list and she'll like check off and say, I can take these guys probably aren't going to get adopted, so I'll foster them and give them a chance, or I'll take these because they're really sick and you guys don't have the resources, so she'll take them.
All right.
She'll bring them either to her house or foster them out to a different person in the group, and then we'll raise them and we'll get them all fixed up, and then we'll try to adopt them out, or even we might keep them ourselves.
How do you adopt them out? How does that work?
A lot of times we'll do a process in which we kind of like screen whoever is trying to adopt them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to them, we'll go to their house, we'll kind of make sure that nothing bad's going to happen to the animal, that it's a genuine person who wants to take care of them and make sure that they're going to do fine there. And then we'll have the fee, and then we'll just adopt them out.
All right, 1,600.
Yeah.
That's a crazy number, an absolutely crazy number. Jennifer, you are a foster mom. Cats, right?
Yes, I do cats.
Okay, how many cats?
Right now, I currently have one cat that's a foster. I just foster failed my other cat that I had. I just started with the organization in February.
Oh, okay, all right. So what does it take to be a foster parent for a cat or a dog, because you do dogs as well?
It depends. When we have the medical cases, you have to take care of, you know, their medical needs.
Mm-hmm.
And everything like that. If it's, like, for instance, Calvin, my foster fail, he came in, was from a feral colony, and so he wasn't used to humans, so I had to sit there and try to get him used to people.
Sure.
So I'd go in what I consider my isolation group, or room, and I would sit with him and try to get him to let me pet him and hold him and, you know, just get him used to people. Now sure. He is the most cuddliest.
Kind of likes people now, huh?
Sweetest cat you'll ever meet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazing. What would happen with these animals if it wasn't for forget-me-not?
It depends on which, you know, shelter they end up at. A lot of these animals end up at kill shelters, so mm-hmm. they would end up being euthanized.
Right.
Calvin, for instance, came from Kentucky, where most animals get euthanized if they don't find adopted parents.
Okay. So it's you guys. Are you looking for more foster homes?
Oh, yes, definitely. We can always take
on. That didn't take long to answer that question. Huh?
No.
Yes. Ben, are you a foster as well?
Yeah, we started the cat side of the rescue, okay. So we not only run that part, but we also foster cats.
Okay, and I mean, you have some at home?
I personally don't have some at home, foster, but I do a lot of house calls.
You do, yeah, you actually go help with medication and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I'll sometimes do a lot of, like, the giving medication. I'll kind of just be over there so I can feed them, do a lot of housework.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of houses that have a lot of cats,
sure.
And it's a lot of work,
okay.
So I'll just go over and help a bit.
All right, so this is Team Cat here, right, Jenna?
Yeah.
So we have a cats versus dogs competition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so our cats are all on Team Linus.
Okay.
Linus is one of our FIP warriors, and so we are asking everyone who's a cat person to come to the event, wear your cat gear, you can decorate your wristbands, with cat themes,
sure.
And all of that. So every point that's raised, every dollar that's raised will translate into points, and we're going to see who wins the competition between Team Linus, our cats, and then we have Team Maddie, who is our dog lovers.
Yeah.
Maddie is a heartworm survivor, and she is a beautiful bully mix. So also, all of our dog lovers, come wearing your dog gear, your dog ears, your all of your stuff.
All right.
And they'll be tons of photo ops and games and all of that stuff to help raise money and points. We've got a really cool dunk tank that will have the mayor and a couple other local celebrities,
really?
That are signed up to be in for that, so that'll be fun.
So we can dunk the mayor.
You can dunk the mayor.
Okay, people are definitely coming. Definitely coming. Everybody
Definitely.
Wants to dunk their mayor, even if they love their mayor, which they do in Manhattan. Everybody wants to dunk their mayor. Well, good. So tickets are again available. Give us the website, or if people want to learn more information about Forget Me Not Animal Rescue, what do they need to do and where do they need to go?
So come check us out on Facebook at the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue page.
Okay.
And in our events section is all the details for the event and the ticket to purchase your wristbands online.
Cool. And where can people find out about your animals that you do have for adoption? Right there as well. Ben?
Again, on Facebook, we every week or 2 weeks or so, we post all of our available cats, and then I think it's every Wednesday or Thursday we post an available dog.
Okay, and there's a whole process, Abby, set up where you just can't come in and go, I want that cat, and you walk out with it. You guys make sure these places that they're going to are good homes.
Yeah, we want to make sure that all the places that any of the pets that we foster and adopt out, the place that they go is going to be the place that they stay for the rest of their life,
yeah.
And that they're going to be happy there.
Yeah, that's really important, because you don't want them, you don't want to see them again, or even worse than that, right? Guys, thank you for what you're doing. It's a thankless job, probably. It's a foster called Forget Me Not Animal Rescue, 501c3. This is all volunteer based. All the money that they make is, all the money that they get is donation driven, and virtually all the funds go to the care of the animals. That's why this fundraiser is so important. It's 4 to 8 in Manhattan. Again, the name of the place where it's going to be, Jenna?
Manhattan Crafts and Gifts at 130 Marketplace in Manhattan, Illinois.
Okay, that's right in town there. And then, of course, there's a party afterwards at
Midtown Bar and Grill.
Midtown Bar and Grill. Guys, thanks for stopping by today. We really appreciate it. Jenna Craigo, Jennifer Lynn Reed, Ben O'Malley, and Abby White. We appreciate all the work you're doing for the little puppies and little kitties. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Day 23 coming up next month.